it's time to get ready to grow the dank outside, Scotty. Who's taking their plants outside this year, man? It's a great way to pull down some dank, not really light. It's the most affordable way to grow some weed.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Hey, does greenhouse count as outside?
You know, I've seen it can, of course. Yes. Of course. You're using the sun. You're growing outdoors. It doesn't have to be greenhouse. I don't want to turn people off to make them think they need a greenhouse. I've grown in what I've called a tiki grow shack to dude's grow shack here. I'm good at rigging stuff up. But we're going to do some outdoor talk today, as well as just some general grow talk. If you missed our last live show, we had some outdoor grow talk on there as well. Make sure you check out our last live over on YouTube. It is the season. Let's get ready.
Yeah, man. I tell you what, I was inspired by, you can talk outdoor. I'm going to talk a little greenhouse because I don't grow outdoor. I've never grown outdoor. But yeah, I definitely have some experience in greenhouses. And man, the last 2 days I did, I think 15 hours in 2 days, which by the way, is just like a regular 2 work days, I guess. Right. But cleaning up the greenhouse, just getting everything set. I actually put real buckets in there. I'd have like 20 something real buckets on one little reservoir. And yeah, so I'm just playing around with it, having a good time. But it just reminded me of how easy it is when you've got Mother Nature at least helping you in a greenhouse, you know, controlling. The greenhouse controls temperature, but yes, sir.
For those of you that don't know, Scotty has a nice wind-rated greenhouse and has proper panels. The first one you got was a POS, blew away in the wind. We're going to look at some of these POSs here in a minute. But you have a proper greenhouse, you have a foundation for it. Are you going to grow any dank in it?
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's been, what, a solid 3 years since code enforcement has showed up. So I feel like that's the appropriate time to have a show back up, right?
Didn't code enforcement show up when you had like on down either row, like 10 or 20 gallon containers of big plants putting out some big stank? Like I've been busting stank. Yeah. Both throw a couple autos in there, or 2 or 3, 5 or 7 gallons. I think you'll be good to go just for the ambiance of it, you know? Rambo, I have a buddy that
go ahead. I'm sorry. Can we put up a post? Should I grow a few autos or not, man?
Well, I mean, I don't know where you could get any autos from. I mean, I don't know where around the bakery you find autos.
Right.
There's a giant stack out dodging.
I don't know. Really? You think I'd get away with just a couple autos?
Well, and the fact that the reason I'm saying autos is for outdoor growing, they are nice to finish earlier. But since you do have your greenhouse isn't environmentally controlled, but you can get away with some cold weather in that thing. You can go further into it can hang, it can handle a snow load and all that jazz. So you could do photos, but yeah, you got to do a few or else you're not Scotty Real. Like you can't just have a greenhouse full of what is in there now? Peppers, flowers, tomatoes.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's another thing. If you do, I was going to do peppers and I was just going to have fun at doing them. And then I'm like, do I get all the exact same jalapeno pepper from Bonnie Plant Farms and then do all sorts of different stuff, have a bunch of variables and a control and really learn something this season? Or do I just throw a bunch of stuff out there and get a bunch of cool looking peppers? I'm conflicted.
Yes. Do it all, man. You got enough room to do
it all.
And look at some of these greenhouses. I mean, they don't have to be crazy expensive, but if you're seriously thinking about having a growing structure or type of a greenhouse, I say make something legit. And some of these, just go ahead. So where did you find? What is this?
Oh, I want to say, yeah, my greenhouse is wind rated and has a snow load, meaning that it can handle some weight, some snow on top of it. All that stuff is the difference between a greenhouse being there after a windstorm or not being there. We just had 90 mile an hour winds. And one of the DGC was like, yeah, it always happens before an eclipse. And I was like, is it related to the eclipse? We had weird ass winds that just were, I think they were confirmed 85 mile an hour, which means I can exaggerate to 90. But man, my fence stayed up and then the greenhouse stayed up. I was like, oh, thank God, man. I was glad I invested that little bit extra money.
Yeah, and there's a lot of disposal. I mean, what is this? Tina? What's Tina? T-A-U-N-A-T-O? It's like the new Amazon.
We discovered before the show, dude doesn't know what Temu is. Yeah. Never even heard of it.
And there's a reason I love the dude. He's just so much different than all my other friends. And Man, we have packages from Temu showing up frequently. They have Temu in Canada, right?
Well, that's everywhere.
It's Wish.com 2.0. Are you familiar with Wish.com?
I am not.
Wow.
Do I need to shop more online? Is that what's going on? I don't have an online shopping problem.
No, you're good.
Click this thing. This is Temu in a nutshell right here. Just there's your $10.78 greenhouse delivered directly from China. The package comes with Chinese writing on it, man.
From a company called Yahoo Shui.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying the package, the outside of it has Chinese writing.
Yeah. No, I've had orders come wrapped in Chinese newspaper. Like it's wrapped like glass things will be wrapped in actual like Beijing Times.
Give bread a little taste. Yeah, like what is that? Frequently bought together. Scroll down.
Let's see. Now this is the.
Here's your Temu right there, man. You want a $15 hammock? Buy that for one night cat cannabis.
Yeah.
Grambo's mad at the fan cleaner.
This fan cleaner thing here.
We'll let you alone with that, Grambo.
It's hysterical. As I looked at it, I thought I might need it. And I realized I'll never need that.
No.
But $5.48.
I will say I did not buy
like it. The Amazon dollar store.
That's a you nailed it, dude. Yes. How did you just nail it? Amazon's dollar store.
Hey, Grambo, did you see my non-wind rated fan?
No.
It has two blades left from the 85 mile an hour winds.
Oh, I was looking on Temu for a non-wind rated fan.
But come on, this is good stuff. Dude, I'm buying you a water pick, a $12 water pick.
Oh, man, my water pick was like.
Oh, scroll down. I want one of these Wi-Fi cameras, man. They're $5.07.
Oh, wow.
What is that?
All right, bring it back to grill. All everything I see on here for greenhouses is garbage, in my opinion.
You got a 400 guy. That's tiny.
Go to Alibaba, man. Alibaba's got some stuff, man.
Alibaba does.
Look, this is the ass. You want to buy something legitimate from Alibaba? No. Look at that giant greenhouse for $68.
Wow.
Oh, it's not that giant, actually.
Yeah, that picture
that was such a lie.
They shot it on a wide lens. That was a good move.
Oh, sorry, dude. I get wrapped up in these things, man.
All garbage. I will say I had some neighbors that bought the Harbor Freight greenhouse that, if left alone, is pretty much junk. But it's a good starting point with the frame for the price if you're good at like making things better after you buy it. Like reinforcing it and whatnot. I'm for making your own stuff. And it doesn't have to be a full greenhouse. Really, for outdoor cannabis, you want to be able to, depending on where you live, protect it from weather. For me, it was from hail. I lived in an area in Littleton, Colorado back in the day that just was like a hail track. It's like I could see it coming on the radar. Like, oh, here it comes. So I got the polycarbonate hail panels. But all the sides of it were open. And on top of that, if you're home enough or you know somebody's going to be home and it's going to be a crappy storm day and you can tuck. You have a few plants that are movable. You can tuck them under your soffit or somewhere else. That's fine, too. I don't want to deter people to be like, you have to have a greenhouse to grow outside.
No, but it is. It's so nice. Exactly what you said. If there's hail coming and you have one of these. Hey, Grandpa, do me a favor. Will you go back right there to the Alibaba one again?
Oh, yeah. Let me.
Sorry. It's right. Yeah. If you have something like one of these, what is it? A $40? That's a $68 greenhouse. And then
it's 49 pieces.
Ah. Yeah, you put that over your plants because it's about the hail or because it's rained 7 days in a row now. It's been raining and you go put one of those over. That's probably not a bad investment of $68.
Yeah, if you threw sandbags over all the feet, you know, or affix them to the ground in some manner, it's your bug.
I mean, that plastic will probably like biodegrade into microplastics within a couple of years.
Yeah, you want
no problem.
You don't even know you bought it.
Oh, Jesus, right? That is just, but dude is against plastic junk. Yeah. And I will say type of greenhouse plastic you get is a big difference too. They've got different thicknesses, different mills, and then different ratings. As far as how much sun it can take.
I'll speak on that quickly. Grambo, show my dude grow shack. So this, my dude grow shack, I bought a carport that didn't come with the top. It was just a marketplace deal. And then I put a little wood frame on it. And that film up there, so totally open on the sides, is the greenhouse rated. I don't know what mill it is. UV resistant. They say you need to replace every 4 years. It's been up there 5 years now. And it's still handling it. It'll even take a little bit of snow load. So buy UV rated greenhouse poly. You are doing your own stuff for sure. Yep. It lasts. It does good. And just if you're a little bit handy, get creative. Like all you need, I do like polycarbonate panels. If you can build a little structure that way. And that also being said, going outdoors, not nearly an investment of indoors. Let's say you throw 3 5-gallons out because you're like, screw it, I just want to try it. If you lose them, I mean, you have money in the media a little bit, you know, the seed, depending.
And a couple hundred bucks. You for a couple hundred
not
bucks.
Even, yeah.
Yeah, so you like, can grow really good weed. A lot of it.
And keep, you keep them small, like I said, like a 5-gallon or less, super easy to move around. It's nice to have soil volume, but if you need to move them to, like, let's say you're having a barbecue for somebody's birthday party and you're going to have some people there that aren't going to like your cannabis, I'll put them in the garage for the, you know, that time.
Sure.
So it is nice to have them mobile if you do want to move them around. But that being said, here, we actually got a few more greenhouses you got. You had some do-it-yourself pictures here.
Well, I wonder. I just want to look at an Alibaba greenhouse, man. Come on, scroll down here for a second, Graham. Well, I have questions.
Okay.
First of all, look at that. That is a nice big tent for $22,
that's
right?
That's hilarious.
And but what is go next to it, man? What is the whole room? Why can't I buy a whole room to my house? No, right there, man. Any of them for $150.
Oh wow, what the hell?
I'm gonna buy, can you mind buying me 8 or 10 of those? See, if I put them all together, I can have a house, right? $1,200 house.
Oh, bizarre. Oh,
it's an 8-bedroom. Come on. Yeah. 50. I'm so confused, man. Dude, you need to get on Temu.
This is a great render. This is a 3D render.
That's not real.
It looks great. Yeah.
My God. Can you imagine that thing showing up for $80?
Well, I know that it's a render because they don't have footage of a real one. You know, right. Just let that be known.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
But it has constant temperature.
Yeah. I just got lost.
And it's even spelled right.
Yeah, that's right. Hey,
how about that?
I dig. What other reasons? Let's talk about as far as when you're going out, when you're growing out. The reason I mentioned autos before is finishing time. That's clutch if you need to finish early. But I'm kind of curious about also light depth greenhouses. There was one at the Emerald Cup. Was that that event was called?
Yep.
That was super cool, man. That can get you going into any, like, you can start your flowering. Because if you wait, just to back up, if you put a photo period outside, Colorado here, not everywhere, depends on when their light schedule changes. Around mid-August, we're starting to go to like a couple weeks into flower. Yeah. It's getting late. That means I need to go to October. I had a buddy be like, man, why don't you just light depth them? All you got to do is, like, I don't know the exact time. I think we covered some of it on the live show, actually, but taking your plant in and out. But that is so on you. Like, you can't forget it if you're going to cover it, especially if you cover plants and you forget to take the color you slept in and it gets hot out, like, you're going to fry it. But light depth is labor intensive unless you have a really nice contraption. Some are battery powered. Some people have cranks that'll pull covers back off their plants. That is one tip to go into bloom quicker. And you have to be around to do it, like I said, but in the summertime.
You can also do me a favor. There was a Grambo. I think it says cheap light. Yeah, you know what? Do that one first, if you would. This was something I like to show this. I saw this. I saw this one time. It's just how to build a super cheap greenhouse if you ever need to. It's literally hammering rebar into the ground and they taking PVC pipe and making loops over it. I mean, it is so easy to do. You're using wire to keep the whole thing together. I always thought this was interesting as far as minimum barrier to entry. I don't know. Probably the wish.com one's probably better than this, huh?
I like rebar. You can buy the rebar in 2-foot, I think 2-foot pre-cut sections as well at the depot. So you only nail in a foot that you need. And that's super easy. I used, because I hate the plastic look, right? So I used bamboo. Bamboo is hollow and big enough at the bottom to slide right over rebar. And to use as supports and bend, and that's what I mounted by polycarbonate. I mean, my materials, 2-foot rebar, bamboo poles, a lot of zip ties, because they're your friend as well, and some polycarbonate panels. That was it. Super easy to rig together. I'm not a carpenter where you have to keep, you know, carpentry is like keeping straight lines and like straight measurements. And I'm more or less naturally, like, I'm a guy that'll put like a fort together in the woods.
Yes, I cut once and then measure once.
Grow fort, dude. Has grow fort.
Yeah, I like that.
Hey, dude, you don't have wind where you're at? Like, I would, my neighbors would hate me for that because it would just blow away during, you know, in a windstorm. You don't have to worry about it with your grow shack.
I gave my own wind rating to it. We're good. No, I haven't had any issues. Actually, we do get some wind, but I haven't had many issues with it. It's a good consideration as far as if you're going to pick up, you know, or you can always take your structure off or your cover off during super high winds, but nothing crazy here.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Because around here, it's a big deal. Definitely a big deal. So check your wind loads. Yes. Hey, do me a favor, Grimbo. This cheap light dap. I found this online. I just actually show a picture. We'll show a picture if you would. This is what they mean by a light dap greenhouse. It can be as simple as just showing up every evening, maybe at 7 o'clock. You open it in the morning, 7 at night, you close it, and you just have black nursery plastic over it, or it's black tarp. And you just literally roll it up in the morning and unroll it in the evening.
You make it sound so easy.
No, I mean, it is easy, but until you get sick and you don't want to wake up at 7 a.m. or something like that. But that's the idea. And I have a video next, if you would. This is what, Soil King here? Is that who this is?
The Soil King.
Yeah, just click this if you would. It's kind of neat. He's just got his on some kind of a pole system or something like that. And so everybody's got to do that. Yeah.
That's a pretty neat solution.
Yeah. And by the way, I've seen them done with garage door openers.
That might be the most effective light dip I've ever seen.
Yeah. Well, except you still got to be there. Right. I mean, one or two other, innovations, and you don't even have to be there.
I wonder if picking it up is as easy as unfolding it. I feel like folding it back up might be a nightmare.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Light dip is a thing though.
Oh yeah.
Hey, you know what else?
I find the one that we had at the Emerald Cup because it was on a trailer. It was light depth. It was a battery powered chain. And it'd be on a timer, so it's like you didn't even have to be there.
That was cool, man. That was cool. You know what else is a real thing, dude? A real thing that will get you more cannabis in your grow, dude.
What do you got?
Real Growers Recharge. All right.
Oh boy.
Yes, loaded with biostimulants, dude. I was doing some research on bloom boosters this morning, and I was looking, and I'm like, they have that little bit of PK boost to them, but they're all supposedly, you can get a PK boost just with any regular fertilizer, so what's the deal with them? And it seems like they're loading them up with biostimulants, and it's all over their marketing and everything, and so I'm like, what are... Yeah, I mean, I know what biostimulants are. I'm looking to see what their unique biostimulants are in their bloom boosters, humic and folic acids. Amino acids were in there. Kelp is a biostimulant. These are all things that allow the plant to process and do its metabolic functions with a little bit less energy, a little bit easier. And so I guess I don't know if Real Growers Recharge is a bloom booster or not, but it certainly is a biostimulant. Yeah, so.
I mean, I'll have to watch it. We do not shiz all the bloom boosters. I think we've been damaged from back in the grow store day with bloom booster marketing, but there are, maybe you don't use the term bloom booster, there are some bloom additives or some strains that do benefit from the added PK. At a certain point of flowering, if you know how to do your feeding right. Do I think they're necessary? Not at all.
What do you mean added PK though? Like when you take your 3 bottled nutrients and you start using more of the one with P and K and less of the one with N? Like that's no, why would you need to have a separate thing?
It would be in addition to your regular, like, you know, for example, I know my buddy that's been growing for a while. He uses a one part from, it's called Uni One. And then
that's my point,
you
though.
Have.
Because if he's using a one part, then of course he's got to change the P and K ratio. Hardly anybody is using one parts. Even Growdots is a 2 part mix together. GH is a 3 part. It's Grow, Micro, and Bloom. When you're adding more of that micro, I'm sorry, more of that bloom and less of that grow, you're changing the ratio. So
your feed charts usually have you do that too. Like you said, if you have a 3 part or a 2 part, for sure. I just know that per hearing it from the grow store, hearing it from growers, unless they're, you know, some products were getting them, and it was a straight phosphorus, what was one of the biggest ones that
mother of all blooms, a 050-30. Yeah, same thing as a powdered cool bloom. Use a quarter teaspoon a gallon. It would up your PPM a little bit. You know, it wasn't that much of a boost, and it would just change the ratio a little bit. And why not have the nutrient companies giving you the right ratio with those three bottles?
Yeah, no, I like keeping it simple. I agree. More to come on that. I got to get some information from, Dank Arts AZ, who's trying a one part dry powder. So the same NPK ratio all the way throughout the grow. And so, you know, people are trying to get it simple. You don't like that though. You're saying it's not equal. You can't just do a 20-20-20 throughout your entire growth stage.
Yeah, they do need a PK boost during a fruiting stage. They don't want as much nitrogen at the end. Yeah, no. That's why they have two and three parts, yeah.
Well, no, they get lost in the discussion there. Realgrowers.com, guys, do get some recharge. Like you mentioned, it does have the humics and the fulvics in it, which are no BS. I mean, that's straight up. You should be using a type of fulvic in your
program. Don't sleep on kelp, man. Don't sleep on kelp.
I agree with that as well. I had a Grow Talk question from DudeGrows.com. If you guys haven't been over to DudeGrows.com, create an account. Use code STRAINDEPENDENT. And this one is about outdoors well from Sunny in Bechtopia. What's up, Sunny? Hope you're doing good, man. Well, man, right, sorry.
Whoa, man.
No, for real. Shout out to Sunny, man. You've been up in your game over there, Oregon, for sure.
Yeah, ready? Here's how you do it. Shout out to Sunny, girl. All right? It's 2024. All right, man.
Holla.
Says, I'm writing a question for my girlfriend, Grow Mom.
Hey.
She's very busy being boss at a new job. She's working with a 4x4 tent. The tent is full. However, she needs to have plants ready to go outdoors. The two options are as follows. Keep the clone that she will receive about mid-April in a solo cup and keep pruning it down. And that's until ready to go outdoors. Number two is put the plants outside somewhere sheltered. I think it's too early to go outside right now. I wouldn't want to go out. You got to keep in mind timing for these. How big? Like, I put a plant out when I first grew outside in Colorado. Like, man, I'm gonna get a 40-gallon pot. I'm going to put it out in April. I topped it like 8 times, you know, before, because it would have been over the fence. It would have been 10 foot tall. These plants will grow like crazy. You can almost see them growing outside on nice sunny days when they're in optimal conditions. So you don't need to go out. When do you go out? Even in June one time? You can go out even early June if you want, depending on what the end size and then how many times you put on top of your plant.
Yeah, but I wouldn't keep something in a solo cup for too long because it'll get root bound, you know?
Oh, no. Hell no. Maestro had a tip to this, being like, man, you can just grow out. He says, grow out of the clone for 3 to 4 weeks, being the one in the solo cup, then top it, take a clone, and once those clones are rooted, then you got a fresh, you know, you can keep a plant going along. You don't have to. Yeah, what's up?
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I was raising my hand for when you were done. Why can't you transplant this thing?
You can transplant it. I think the idea is, I don't know what her end pot size is going to be, but totally you could take it to a 1 gal and it can hang out in a 1 gal and be happy until time to go outside and transplant into its outside pot. Yeah. I do agree with you there. But keep that in mind, guys. Where's your fence level at? What does your privacy need to be? Are you worried about neighbors over here? If you can only grow a plant, we've seen some cool outdoor pics where people tie down the plants and they spread them out super far, 4 or 5 feet either way, to avoid going over a fence.
Sure.
That reminds me about smell, man. My neighbors took it. One of them really liked it. But yeah, you got to be ready for sometimes some stanky ass dank. If the wind goes the right way and you got some haters, especially in Prohibition land, be careful.
Yeah, I was Googling this because that's what got me in trouble. But what other plants can mask cannabis smell? Right.
Really? Nothing. I say nothing. Like, what do you got?
Yeah. Other odoriferous plants such as jasmine, lilac, lavender, thyme, mint, and basil.
I love that song.
Yeah. Makes me cry every time. Every man. Time. I thought that was interesting.
I have lavender in my front yard some. Maybe if you had like a lavender field, come on, right. Like, you know, cannabis just is dank, man. It doesn't always smell, of course. You know, just tell your neighbor it's going to be a temporary odor and like it will be handled soon.
Yeah, but they don't care. Yeah. They hate me anyway. I was going to do this. They pissed me off too much. I'm doing this. I did how to handle odor. That's this guy. Yes, this is actually.
Oh, I love he used a flint.
It sounded like an emergency tire fire. Anyway, he lit a tire on fire.
What a gangster.
Yeah, I just wait till the wind's blowing the right way. And then
can we hear his voice?
Fire. That's an important thing. So many people talk about putting the tire, onto the campfire.
That's exactly what I wanted him to sound like.
Putting the tire onto the campfire, man. All right. That's a good quote. Got me think. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You can barbecue all the time, I guess. I used to, when I lived in a house, when houses were on top of houses, when I first moved here to Canada, right. I had a neighbor that was like, our house is 4 feet away. Every time I lit my chimney, for my charcoal grill, you know, I don't know if you've used a charcoal grill with, you put paper under it. Grandma has one, I believe. I think I told you to get one of these.
Oh, yeah. It's like a chimney stove for, it's crazy. It creates an updraft it sucks up the charcoal. Yeah,
yeah, you never seen Chinese paper newspaper barbecue you could get?
I don't know.
It was like a newspaper stove it ran on.
I'm from America, bro.
Oh,
sorry.
Man. Sorry. Grambo, thank you for just keeping this tire fire going the whole time.
It's very visually engaging.
I'm sorry. I have to interrupt, dude. And just this reminded me, like, of course, I started looking at tire fires. Then some Facebook shows me this. Look at the Michelin man, bro. That is the Michelin
man. Is he smoking a cigar?
No, he's smoking. I think I put in tire fire and that thing showed up.
I feel like I know this guy.
Dude, that's on Lundy, right? That's on Lundy. It's the guy from the future.
Time traveling, dude.
He showed up at this barbecue I was at yesterday, man. Nah, just kidding. Grambo,
yes.
You want to see how far we've come in 100 years, sir?
All right, let's check it out.
Click this, man. It's after I put tire fire in. Look at that.
What's happening?
I don't know, but I want to go to this country, man.
He's smoking a cigarette before boxing?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, how do you know that's a cigarette?
Good call.
Watch this guy.
Oh, he knows what he's doing.
Oh, God. All right.
He knows what he's doing.
Jesus, man. What is this, at a club or something like that, man? Yeah, nice guy, Kenny's the bouncer.
That ring is tight.
All right. Enough, man. Enough.
Was that, I just saw it. I think this is Snoop Dogg's Instagram. Yeah, at Snoop Dogg.
Is it?
Snoop Dogg was here.
Wow. Okay. Anyway, I thought that was funny, man. The smoking tire to this guy.
Wow.
All right. I'm done, dude. My diversion is over, sir.
How do I transition to shouting out if you're outdoor, you need an IPM. Someone shout out to LostCoastPlantTherapy.com. Coupon code dude will get you 20% off over there. Even this 12-ounce bottle will make 12 gallons of finished spray. So it's a nice concentrate size. Kills all soft-bodied insects. Completely safe as far as you're going to be using beneficials. Are you worried about beneficial insects outside? After this 2 hours or so, completely safe to reintroduce beneficials. Get a little peppermint oil, all natural product, will help with powdery mildew, fungus gnats as well, botrytis, all the stuff outdoors that you could potentially run into. But a tip on outdoors, before you freak out, if you see some bugs, don't go crazy. Like Mother Nature sometimes will take care of them for you. Like I've seen parasitic wasps handle, like a lot of things love to eat aphids. You get some aphids, a lot of things love to eat. They have a lot of natural enemies outside. But LostCoastPlantTherapy.com, coupon code dude, they're going to be at the DGC Cup as well. Nice. Coming out. All you VIPs are actually getting some Lost Coast Plant Therapy as well.
Hey.
And DGC approved.
Hey now.
Very cool.
Where was love, man? DGC producers, you want to do some shout outs?
Yes, I do.
Let's have some fun here. Who do you got?
I got Kite Lupa and Lunchbox Ty. All right. Lunch. This one's a whole sentence. Eric, are you okay? Yes. Yes.
What the hell?
Yes.
Oh, I got Great Legs Jay and Martiwana. What's up?
Marty.
So thanks a lot. Likes big butts and he cannot lie, right?
Yeah. Thanks a lot. Always hanging out. Shout out to
and
him.
Uncle Jim. Come on. Let's give a shout out to Uncle Jim.
That's just he's the show's uncle. You know, he's like, he's the show's uncle.
He is.
He's a cool uncle. He was in the Navy, goddammit.
He's just
we're shouting listener. Out these DGC guys to make the show happen, man. We are hot on like, man, is it a couple days till 10 years doing the show? And we could have done it without your DGC producers along the way. You've been hanging out, listening to the show, having a laugh, helping it grow. Head on over to dudegrowth.com/real DGC. Be real. $10 a month pays for itself in grower dividends. That's right. Grower dividends to real growers. And being part of the crew, man. Missing out on a happy hour show we do every week. Great hang. Sometimes Scotty will jump in there. Banner's in there. Grambo hangs out every once in a while. We'll just talk and grow in a loose, fun format, man. So dudegrowth.com/real DGC will get you in the club. Support and continue to make this show happen. I think how long can we go, Scotty, before we're like irrelevant? Like reach a certain age, we're just like, they don't want to listen to these old dudes.
I still like you after 10 years. They're hanging out. You know, that's a good thing, right? Don't people that work together sometimes for a long period of time, sometimes they can, I don't know.
It's like bands break up, you know?
Yeah, you're right. This is like a band, and it worked. I mean,
I'm on drums back here.
Dude's the best lead singer we got, man. He's the best lead singer, all right?
Sometimes I question, though, if I had to work in the bakery every day with you, I don't know if it'd be the same.
No, I'm going to go sit in the grove for a while. Grambo, as long as we're shouting out producers, man,
yes.
I want to talk about somebody that really did come and I'll say save the show. I will say save the show, man. You came to our rescue, brother.
I agree.
You're amazing. Yes.
Well, no, I appreciate it. All worked out. Like, we believe in weird coincidences here, and God, there's weird coincidences every day. So I don't know. I feel like we're doing the right thing, and I'm all in.
I do too. And by the way, shout out to Guru that called me 10 years ago and said, hey man, I can help you produce a video show. And I came out and moved into my extra bedroom.
And Maestro too. Fuck, I was talking with him last night. He's still sharp as a tack. He was catching things in the description weren't accurate. He's like, hey, tighten it up. And
he's busting your stones.
Busting my haggis.
All right, don't make me start crying.
I love you, Maestro.
Life is a weird coincidence. Okay. I'm going to take it to comments. Or no, we got fall prohibition report. That's where we're at. Man, sometimes I feel like the show takes an interesting, I feel like I need to get a little bit more elevated just before the show. I didn't touch any weed or any caffeine today until we started the show. And it felt like it was slow, and then it starts to speed up, which is fine. I like it, but maybe a little speedier first. Sorry, go ahead. What did you find in fall prohibition?
Man, this is something I just wanted to shout out to one of our own. Okay, here is just a home grower. He seems cool, right? He seems like the kind of guy that be hanging out, rolling a joint at the bakery, no?
Sure. Joshua.
Anyway, he got charged as an Ogle County man, charged with possession of over 46 pounds of cannabis. And they found over 20 sativa plants worth over $200,000. Oh, and I just felt bad. They're just railroading this dude. And I actually, I read the article, and then it's in Illinois. So I just went and looked at the cannabis laws there in Illinois. And
they're like super legit. Like, you know, it's legal.
Yeah. But if you're caught like with a significant amount, like 2,000 to 5,000 grams or more than 5,000 grams, it's a felony, man. 25 grand up to 4 years in jail.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you got to get a real lawyer and stuff.
100 grams.
Yeah. It was a bummer, man. So,
If you have 100, oh man. Yeah. For 31 grand. Oh, my God.
Well, it just depends. And then just click the next link, man. Here is Sheriff Van Vickle.
Oh, boy.
And so this is the guy that decided to go serve a warrant on this guy's house. There's his phone number, 815-732-1101. There's his email. And I think we should all tell this guy that he should be doing other things with his time and his taxpayers' money than busting nonviolent cannabis growers.
Yeah,
I totally agree with that. And I wanted to comment where you said that was possession of incarceration and fines, which again, that's not always, these aren't mandatory. This is like what could face depends on your record, your attorney, the prosecutor, the jury, all that. Sale or trafficking, though, there is a mandatory minimum at more than 5,000 grams. So how many pounds is that? That's like 7 pounds?
10 pounds.
A little over 10.
11, 450 grams.
You have, pound.
Oh, there you go.
That is a mandatory minimum of 10 to 6. you're going to do at least 6 years, but up to 30 if you possess that much, which that is still horrible. Like, this is,
Yeah, anyway, I thought I'd just bring, if it's a fall of prohibition report, prohibition needs to fall a little bit further in Ogle County.
Wow.
Dude, and don't bring any into Illinois. Bringing 2,500 grams or more of marijuana into the state of Illinois is trafficking and brings a mandatory minimum sentence of twice the minimum sentence of the sale of marijuana. Okay, so it's only a lot. Don't drive across Illinois, guys.
Mandatory minimums.
I do like seeing scary, this, right? Though. Five plants or less of cultivation.
No penalty.
Right.
That's right. At least that's cool.
Yeah.
Everything else is horse pucky.
Yeah. Wait, on the paraphernalia.
Oh, boy.
You have sale of it, sale to minor, but how dare you sale of paraphernalia to a pregnant woman?
What on earth? Oh, the law. You crazy. You crazy, the law.
All right. Grab a lift cup.
That's just a hush came over the crowd. Like, what do we just see?
I was just looking at this comment I put here. Click this first one, man. First comment says, Grambo, I'll give you $10 if you could tell me who either of these people are.
Oh, my God.
Who do you got?
I got to say that, well, the guy on the right, is he a boxer? And the guy on the left is a serial killer.
That is my favorite barbecue pitmaster. Okay. Stubbs. Stubbs and Stevie Ray Vaughan.
That's Stevie Ray Vaughan?
Is that crazy? He used to play guitar at Stubbs Barbecue, like in the 70s, I guess, or something.
Wow.
Is that crazy or what?
Some people just get better looking as they age, huh?
And Stubbs used to put on the bottle, it would just say, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a cook.
Oh, now I actually do recognize him. Yeah, okay.
That's still by Stubbs Barbecue Sauce.
Yeah, I remember vintage 70s commercials in the 90s.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, well, shout out to those guys.
Anyway, I just
started. They're both
dead. Oh man, you're right. Yeah. All right. Thanks for bumming my cloud.
That's Bob and you.
We'll do some comments.
I suppose he was creaming.
Yeah. What else to find here? I'll let you set these up. So why don't you take a couple?
Sure. Mr. Puffin Stuff just says my name is Amberless Terps.
Yeah.
It's like a stripper name, right, man?
We talked about that. We're like, right? I wonder if there's a stripper named Amber Terps.
Yeah, Amberless Terps, man.
And so he's one-upping it.
Right? Hey, we were talking about hemp, all the cool hemp products. And hey, we were talking about CBD. And as much as I make fun of CBD, I had the weirdest experience happen, all right? It was hot in my room. I opened the bedroom, my sliding glass door there, open it, and I got stung by a bee or a wasp.
Brutal.
At 1 a.m, half asleep, and I'm like, that's definitely getting stung by a wasp, you know? And you know how that is. In the beginning, it starts hurting, and then it hurts a little more, and then you're like, God damn, man. I had some CBD. I was in my bedroom. I put a droplet of CBD on there. Swear to God, it took the pain away. It fixed it. I'm becoming a believer, man. I am becoming a believer.
And then certain applications.
Have you scaled up? Like next time, like you need stitches or you get, you know, a fracture. No, I'm just kidding.
Rub a little CBD on it. A little liniment.
Oh.
Hey, Official Doobie Dan, we were talking about all the hemp stuff, though, and he did remind us, Midas, hemp for victory. You guys remember that?
Yeah.
Produced to encourage farmers to grow hemp for the war effort during World War II. The film details the many industrial uses of hemp, including clothing and cordage, as well as detailed history of plant use. Thanks for not saying making rope. I appreciate you saying cordage.
Cordage.
You know what I mean?
Sounds like
coming it down.
Sounds like a 90s. They're like cordage.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, look at that hemp rope. Cool. Just navy.
That
ships.
Is cool.
Right? That's what Uncle Jim did right there. That was Uncle Jim. Right. We just saw him right there. That's Uncle Jim.
Oh yeah. He was in charge of cordage.
Yep.
I went from steerage to cordage, man.
Oh, footage of cordage.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to take one here from?
Yeah, sneak a little grow talk in.
Christian Schnack. Wife bought me a tent for my birthday. Total bonus points, man. Like, that is
so cool. You're right. That is so cool.
It's for him to sleep in if he ever F's up.
It's turned on its side.
I've been there, bro. You'll be living in your grow.
I appreciate
don't,
you.
Don't mess up.
Why'd you turn on its side and put a pillow in there?
And bought, I ordered seeds and bought Fox Farms Coco Loco, which is a mainly cocoa-based media with some other perlite and a few amendments, I believe. Stuff, four bottles of nutrients. And then I started watching your show. Wish I'd done it the other way around. Good head setup, but not an Affin Infinity and not an AC Infinity. Good nudes, but not the right ones. Part three boosters. Oh, that's like the Fox Farm Trio.
Okay.
That's flour, open sesame, and something else.
Oh, I see what you're saying. All right. All right.
Says, at least I got the CalMag, grow dots and recharge all the way. You guys drop knowledge in such a way that isn't overloading. Thank you all so much. Right on. That's like that's the goal. Like you're hanging out at the grocery store having a good time.
Yeah. And by the way, you have enough. Your wife did good. This is a gateway right here. So you're going to be upgrading your equipment.
Yeah.
But get started in this tent. Hopefully it has a fan to it. I have not. You can buy all this stuff a la carte. And I don't know if I'd need those bloom boosters too much. But yeah, have you got you some grow dots and recharge going? What, you need some genetics? And I don't know, can you think of something else? I think he's got good cocoa newts there.
I would try to return the boosters if you're cocoa stuck with newts. Them. I mean, you know me, I'm like Mr. Big. Oh, go quarter strike. Just a quarter strike. You'll be okay, you know. Try it out. But
why
yeah.
Would you tell someone to give would you tell someone to just eat, hey, if you're not sure if that food's good for you, just eat a quarter of it. And you know, should be fine.
Exactly. You don't have too much to deal with.
Yeah.
No, man. Don't do that. Especially as you're on the grow dots. You have all the nutrition you need. There's no point in you using those boosters in that setup. And yeah, tell your wife what's up.
Hey, dude says so, man. He says you seem pretty cool.
Dude, that just sounds like an insult coming from anyone else, but dude makes it work. Yo, tell your wife what's up.
What's up?
I would be worried. I'm going to tell your wife, like, say, how's that what Joey used to say? How you doing?
Hey. How you doing? Yeah.
Is that where that's
how from? You doing?
There's a video of me at the cup last year saying that to a girl, and the comments blew up. That was such a doofus.
Does that matter anymore? Is that an old thing, an old generation for people that watch the Friends show? So, like, if I say, hey, how you doing?
You can't say that. Kind of. You can't say that in America.
How is the reference? How you doing? Nope.
You can't even say hey to somebody anymore, all right?
I'm going to try it out. Offensive as he comes. So, he'd like, get introduced to the canner rep, and he's like, this is my wife, Jane. And I go, hey, nice to meet you. How you doing? That's bad.
I dare you. Just let me and Grandma be there when you do it.
Just please. Reach past him. How
yeah.
You
do. And as your friend, I will recommend you shouldn't do that. But you do.
Anyway, all right. We're moving on.
Hey, do we have any other advice for them? I mean, auto flowers in the beginning. Is that something where you throw some auto flowers in and just have some success in the beginning?
Who cares? Why are you tying autoflowers to success in the beginning?
It's easy because you can just put a seed in there. It's kind of what you might expect. You know, people probably.
So it's turning seeds. Your light cycle to 12-12. All you have to do is change your timer. That's the only difference.
Yeah.
In my opinion. I don't know. You got me fired up now, man.
No, it's just accent, man. All right.
Jeez. It's the grower's choice there, man. We've both said, hey, auto flowers have these benefits. We're not going to go down the rabbit hole. They're also easy to screw up if you have any issues. You're on a clock and you can't fix. As were, if you're in a photo period plant, you're still in veg, you got time to correct issues. But
okay. Yes, you're right.
It's my good genetics. How about that? Make sure he said you ordered seeds. You didn't say from where. Get yourself some reputable quality genetics.
Yeah. Yeah, and I guess that's something to start learning about, too. If you got a little tent, you don't want to get some big, stretchy, sativa-dominant plant.
I can tell you, actually, right now, I'll throw this on Grandma out of nowhere, but I got one other recommendation, actually. You can go over to dudegrows.com/pros. Check out all the coupon codes. Make sure there's nothing you need for your tent there. Gear from AC Infinity. Some genetics, man. We got a new shout out to Ebb and Flow Seed Co., man. Ebb and Flow Seed Company, a new pro on the list with some DDC genetics to check out. Joint custody still hanging out. Been having fun talking with some breeders and trying to, not, they've been going, but trying to get them some exposure to these cats. And what else, man? Get you some canned nutrients, go over to Build a Soil for some media. All this, guys, is vetted gear by DGC. Coupon code is here to save money. newgrows.com/pros. Pulse, Dynavap, New Mill, HLG. Good shiz.
Yeah.
I like it. Go shopping. All right. Well, do you have another comment here from Merlin? You say it. Let me take this, Scotty.
Merle Donahoe, 9766 says, "Yeppers, I'm starting my first outdoor grow on May 1st. I can get three harvests by September." Man, that's light dipping it right there, huh? If you got a light dip greenhouse and you're, what is that? That's every 60 days, right?
Three different harvests, or else he's doing sets of autos potentially that follow a little quicker.
Yeah, I guess you could, right? Yeah, I thought that was interesting, though.
I have to ask old Merle about everything. I know people get a bumper crop.
Well, the plants. That was all out, wasn't it, Grambo? Hang on, we might have to edit that out. You can't just assume somebody's old.
Anyone named Merle Donahue is old. Come on.
How dare you, sir? How dare you?
Young Merle.
It was like, Merle. Young Merle, I believe it, sir. I believe it, all right?
You ageist.
Young man.
Wow.
Although I met a Marius the other day. So
Marius?
A man named Marius. Huh. So I was like, all right, anything's possible.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no rule against naming your kids anything you want.
Right? He was awesome. I was like, I wish I was like Marius. Yeah. Kid's a hitter.
I think we should call him Grambo. That's how it happened, man.
Now we cue the Lion King music. Owing.
What else you got? One more comment here?
Hit it, man. Hit it. I'm going to go out of range.
MN Fisher 129 says, how about hemp paper? Was this in regard to just our show? We're talking about different things.
We're talking about all the different stuff that you can do with hemp. And yeah, hemp paper is a thing, right?
It's like the main thing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. A long, long time.
Paper kind of dying out. Like, isn't it like a dying industry? Paper, like, who uses paper?
I mean, dude, he's kind of right.
In the movie Ghostbusters 1984, Egon is asked about this sort of thing and he goes, print is dead.
Wow.
1984, he called
it. Already had the internet, though.
Egon Spengler, bro.
It just reminded me of this article that I read, and I'm always in the whatever, all the different science that they can do with plants and the gene editing and all that, and CRISPR. Mm-hmm. And scientists utilize AI in gene editing technology to grow trees that could change the paper industry forever, pushing the boundaries. And it was just how they're going to think it has less lignin, significantly less, or maybe it's more. But it's just going to make it much easier for them to process paper. Out of this stuff, like, it's just got more of what you need to make paper. And it's just the only reason I put it in there, not because of paper, but because this stuff's coming for cannabis. They're gonna be, I know, they're already gene editing cannabis, and you're gonna see weird stuff like this. And they'll get you with, hey, we can edit the powdery mildew gene out of it.
That'll be the first thing they do.
These are powdery mildew resistant strains.
Because that would be easy. They're already doing that with all the other crops, so that'll be right. The first one. And just, CRISPR is natural. Me and Scott always talk about this. CRISPR isn't a thing that was invented. CRISPR is what is in us, and they're only sending signals to the little robots in our body that actually construct things. Yeah, it's very trippy.
They're not sending remote things in.
It's
cutting out pieces of DNA.
We have little robots that walk across our DNA legitimately. They have little legs so they can step over strands. It's it's insane. And so when we can manipulate those little bot things inside of us and plants and all organisms to do our bidding.
It's in our DNA.
And that's ironic, isn't it?
Yeah. You got to Google Charlie Rose.
Manipulating people's DNA is in our DNA.
Hey, I just thought this was neat, man. And like I said, just because you're going to see this stuff coming, I actually have a glow-in-the-dark petunia coming.
Yeah.
There is a company, and I just wanted to see what it was like. But that gene edited the glow-in-the-dark gene from a firefly into a petunia. Yeah.
And if you clone it, you go to jail.
I would say, I told you about that.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Bummer.
I got an article here regarding THCA and Delta 8, and it's not a surprising title. It says more than 90% Yeah, you got it, Grambo.
Yeah.
More than 90% of smokable hemp samples analyzed by researchers contain illegal amounts of THC. Not surprising. So they're just basically saying under the farm bill they are allowing, of course, cannabis products must contain less than 0.3% THC in order to be defined as hemp. And then the basic, do they say how many? This is basically the products they're getting like at gas stations. They out in State University of New York, Albany analyzed 53 smokable hemp products from 5 commercial manufacturers for a variety of cannabinoids, including Delta 8, THC, Delta 9, THCA, which I still don't get that. I guess they're trying to crack down on this because it needs
it's just
to be,
loopholes. THCA is just a loophole in the law. They're like, hey, this technically isn't THC until it was burnt. You know, so they're getting, and then they're just like, all right, well, you know, we'll fight this.
I asked Potent Ponic Steve the other night because he had talked about how he was working with some THC hemp sort of things that they were doing. And so I asked him, I was like, so what's the deal with that? And he very candidly was like, it's just modern trapping.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, all right.
Don't get caught. All right.
He's a man that knows. So it's exactly what you think it is.
There's a lot of gray areas going on right now, right?
Grayer than my beard.
Oh, you know what?
He doesn't ever run to a magic bullet.
It is.
A magic bullet?
Yeah, a magic bullet. Just curious if you've heard of one of those.
I have.
Yeah, it sounds interesting.
I have, dude.
Yeah.
A small portable grinder.
Oh,
okay. Researchers took 10 to 20 grams of each plant sample and ground it in a small magical bullet grinder. Interesting.
Oh.
Anyway, I think, like you said, Scotty, they're just working on, they're going to try and obviously take care of the loophole here in the law because people are taking advantage of straight up like selling weed at a gas station and whatnot, unregulatory, yeah. Which I'm fine with.
Nah, completely unregulated. I would like to see people be motivated to provide really good quality weed. And when you're a home grower, you're motivated to provide really good quality weed because you know the people you're selling it to, you're rooting for them. You don't want to hear 5 years later or 2 years later that they got sick. You know, you want to be providing really good medicine to them. When you're just slinging crap at a gas station that maybe you did spray it with Paclo, maybe you did spray it with Floramite, you know, because you don't want to lose the crop.
No, just strawberry banana spray. That's it.
Yeah, I'm not going to complain about that. I like those terps, okay? I'm a fruity guy, right?
I feel you. I will agree with everything you just said. You still have another article here. One more.
This is more of just a quick reminder, Grandma. So it's okay to do drugs at work now.
Noted.
Yeah, Grandma typed that in. This one's just my favorite. You know, YouTube or Google will show this to me every now and again.
Yeah.
I just put it in my feed. It's just the picture and everything's about it. That's mushrooms, right? You've done mushrooms and shown up to work with that head, right?
I mean, that's like commonplace. That's like accepted nowadays that people microdose in the Silicon Valley sort of world.
I wonder what happens and you're working with people on shrooms now.
I bet it's awesome.
I've got it and it's beautiful. Yes.
No. There's so many variables there. I just want to say about that working with people in shrooms. What do you think? What's the first thing that comes to mind? For some people, it's going to be a guy sitting there like, man, like I'm tripping out. Other people, like you might not know, are super ultra effective, able to look at the code like crazy quick. And obviously, for this amount of time, some people look at a screen, which still blows me away. I don't think I have like ADHD or what it would be called, but sitting down for like 4 hours straight working on the computer, it's like, I got to go. I got to get out of here. I got to do something. It's hard.
I'll give you an example. So you reminded me of something, and that is we've had some problems with the live feed as far as having people here and having the way the mics are set up and the software is set up for this live feed with the software. And then Grambo thought about it, sat for a little bit, and then he thought about it again. And I think he even took the weekend and he's like, I'm going to figure this out.
I swear to God. No, I literally just, I take edibles.
Yes.
And okay. I let it rattle. I don't think about it. I let it rattle. And then just your subconscious just was like, all of a sudden it was just like, ding. I was like, hey, when I get there on Monday, let's try it. And Brett's like, let's try it. And it worked. It's like, dude, I didn't do that. Like to quote Scott, you see what God just did?
Yeah. Yeah, like if I need to develop an API or something like that, sometimes I'll just I just learned what that was.
Are you going to pip install the API or are you going to use a sus router?
No, but you know, you do need to think of something. Maybe a little bit of shrooms and taking a walk and thinking about how you're going to solve that problem. I'm not sure like this. It's good to just, you know, take an eighth and look at your screen. But maybe, you know, it might open your mind up to. If you're taking a walk, be like, I think I solved that problem just now.
For sure. For sure. Especially because this is great thinkers. This isn't like you want your McDonald's staff on mushrooms. Right. This is like people whose job is to be creatively thinking outside of the box. Dose them.
They're still McDonald's staff because I keep seeing the McDonald's staff go down in numbers today. And he like just screamed.
Yeah.
Like,
the last time I went to a McDonald's, I was out of state and I walk in, there's no one at the counter. The lady's like looking at me and I just turned to the robot.
Yeah.
Just typed in my order and just walked faster.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just
don't trust you. Yeah.
I believe in the robot more.
I got some shout outs here, man. If you guys are hanging out, having a good time, still had a laugh, you got to become a real DDC. Like Soda, what's up? Ned Denver and Sparky, one up.
Hey, I heard from Sparky Grambo. He saw your shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wants to find one. Where can we find your awesome shirts, just man?
Grambo.shop. Thank you for the plug. I got these cool grow hats. The shirts, you know, maybe if you don't like me, you know, maybe you don't want them, but these grow hats, I think they're neat. So pick up a grow hat.
Yeah.
So shout out to
buy a shirt that does.
And I spoke with the Sparky one up and shout out to you, buddy.
Yeah. All right.
I told him we're going to hug it out when I see him.
Bro, Canafam Dynamics. What's up? And fire in the bowl.
Oh, can't wait to see you at the cup, buddy.
Yeah. And I would take Risky Resin. No, I want Risky Resin, man. I want Roz and Ryan. You know what I'm saying?
When you guys have to share custody, why don't you take one? Why don't you take the other?
Yeah, all right. Risky Resin. Roz and Ryan. Got it.
Oh, hold on.
Look it up, guys. I know you're out there growing. Get yourself 30% off of Real Growers and become Real DDC all in the same. Go to dogrows.com/RealDDC. $10 a month pays for itself in DGC grower dividends. I'm just coming up with new terminology, but I like it.
Grower dividends is solid because that's accurate.
Oh, man.
Scott got a little I always click the tabs to foreshadow it.
I forgot what it was.
It triggers Scott.
You ready to laugh a little bit, man?
Yes. What'd you find?
I'm ready. I found the perfect girl for Grandma.
Oh, man. Okay. That's nice of you. I can't wait to see her.
Come on. This is what my algorithm shows me now, man.
Wait, this is just my ex-wife.
Jeez, you wish, man.
A beautiful robot?
Can you play some of the songs? Dude, my YouTube is so
she's
weird,
real,
man.
I thought she was a robot.
No, here you go, yeah. Grandma. That's all you.
This is fetish.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Oh my God, it's Electra.
It is so good, man.
Wow.
She's playing Dune.
Oh, that's a cool.
I'm telling you, Grandma. This is for you.
Back
man.
Up, this lady.
Is
for you.
Jesus. All this right. is perfect.
All right, I'll marry her.
Yes. All right, man. All right. I found the girl more dude style too. This is dude style girl right here.
What?
God.
Oh.
Dude, is that cool or that what? Is just nice. That's what Canada looks like, I imagine.
That is scary though.
That is so scary.
I would it's never
just super
do that.
Clear ice.
Yeah.
That guy's just cutting it that's right around cool. her. I didn't know that was gonna he's happen, honey. He has a plan.
And he's wearing figure skates. It's probably a girl. I don't like girls.
Cool figure skates. I like that.
Grandpa, wow.
Yeah, I went to eight.
Yes. Hey, dude, you want to buy a tractor?
Tractors are cool.
Yeah. Hardly used, man. This one's hard.
What is happening?
Dude, that's only a couple hundred hard hours on it, all right? A couple thousand. Dude, that is when you only want to make one trip to market, bro.
Yeah, that's me taking the trash out.
Yeah, right.
Okay, just if I just
shoot.
Hey, dude,
you remind me of a tip. Like, don't buy stuff when you ask if I want to buy a tractor. Remind me of Richie Brothers Auctions, and they have a service where if you take gear to it or use like they'll paint like spit paint shine it. Basically, it's like, would you like us to paint whatever your equipment is? We'll make it look like. So just tip at the auction, just because it looks nice, check the hours. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And if nobody else is bidding on it, there's probably a reason why.
I just found out how these virtual trucks are made.
The Cybertruck.
Yeah, the Cybertruck.
Tesla Cybertruck. Yeah, do they have them in Canada yet? Are they showing up in Canada?
I haven't seen one on the road. Yeah. I don't think they're released.
I saw one in Denver, 2 days ago. Yeah. And I wonder, how did they get here?
There you go.
There it is.
That's how it was made. Come on. That's pretty good, right? The Pontiac Aztec. Having
sex. Have you seen those Pontiac Aztecs? It's like, I just want to ask the person.
Dude gets mad at him. I've been with dude and he's seen one of the Litz is a response, man.
Like, or a Chevy Avalanche. I just shake my head at it. Like, how's that?
He gets mad. I like him. My buddy has a Chevy Avalanche. It's nice.
Warehouse Kyle used to have one. I don't think he still does.
Yeah, 30. Yeah. Still got him. It's still going, man.
See, I drive a Fiat Multiplayer.
Yeah, dude. Is this the ugliest car ever? After it got me Googling, what is the ugliest car ever? And that is...
The hood is what does it. It's not that ugly,
it's
but
pretty weird,
it's got this bizarre hood piece.
Yeah.
Well, Scotty.
So if you told me this is what cars are going to look like in the future, right? Wow. Oh, these are all the world's ugliest cars. The one with the camper in the back. Remember that?
Walter White's car.
Wow. There you go, though, man. You can make anything look good. How about that Aztec, dude?
It's not bad.
Weird. You like? I know, it is weird.
It's a sweet hatchback.
No, I just, the front end of it makes me feel weird.
That's when you have Bitcoin money. You forgot about your wallet with 180 Bitcoin in it. I'm taking your ass.
Although they decide to name cars, I mean, just quickly, like, for one, we've joked about it, the Ford, let's name it a Probe. The Ford Probe.
Yeah. Because you ever seen what it looks like? The Ford Probe looks like a probe.
My grandma literally had a Chevy Citation. Chevy made a car called the Citation. That was a little hatchback.
What is that? What is that?
Honestly, I should be driving that.
How does the Chevy truck relate to an Avalanche in any way at all? I mean,
it'll drive right through one.
Oh, you've spoken like a marketer.
That's right.
That is what the demographic that buys those probably thinks. You are right.
Hey, so if you told me cars would look like that, and then, yeah, there you go. What do you think, Grandpa? That's an Aztec, right?
I mean, I'm pretty sure that guy passed me this morning in Denver driving this.
But man, the future is weird, right?
It's got Heisenberg on it again. Is that the Heisenberg car?
Yeah.
Oh.
Took it made into a sports car. That's what happens when you got meth money right there.
Got that blue. Enough blue will get you some green. You know what I'm saying?
Look at what the door says.
It doesn't work. Just for show, baby.
Yeah, just.
It's got electrical tape on it.
Closed. That is really
what's happening.
That is, and I want the door taped closed, and I want it to say doesn't work.
Okay? Sure thing, Mr. Knuts.
And I'm going to pay in Bitcoin.
I'll pass.
That's awesome, man. So anyway, if you told me this is the future, and then did you know that they have flavored whippets for sale on Facebook?
Sure.
The future's weird. Yeah. They're like, the heck with the ready whip.
That's hilarious.
I think I tried a whip it once. It fell into the category of what's the point of this? At least for me.
Oh, it just made sense why it's called a whip it, because it originated from whipped cream. So you would whip it. Fascinating. It never dawned on me until right now. Because they got this bizarre whip it, like it's all sold with like whipped cream marketing. It's like, oh, that's where it originated.
You've never like gone down to the grocery store and just taken like 12 ready whip cans. And
when I was on Vicodin, when I'd go through withdrawal, sometimes I'd just toke on a can.
See, man, you can outdo it. I'm trying to freak you out, but you just come back.
I've lived a life, baby.
I've lived a life.
All right. If you've never taken your own dog's pain medication, you're not on my level.
Whoa.
Okay. You're not on my level.
Man, Grimbo, it's good to have you back, brothers.
You know, I'd say, really badass, I'd say Mark can edit, but he's the producer, so he knows what he's doing.
I live this life,
man. It's legit. It is legit. Yeah.
I could go one more effed up level, dude, and I actually drew my own line. Hold it. Yeah, I actually drew my own line.
All right.
Yeah.
You ever go to somebody's house and they got whippet carts all over the place?
No.
Yeah. No. Yeah. We like to party. No whippets, man. We're against whippets on this show, right?
Yes.
Kills your brain cells, bro.
Cream cheese flavored and all.
Freaking my buddy like dislocated his shoulder because the one he fell over in the bathroom. It's like, come on. Like,
oh yeah. God. Yeah. I know people that have like chipped their tooth and I'm like, how'd you chip your tooth? He's like, yeah, just you know, doing a whip around. Like,
go rack on man,
you know. So just didn't have a balloon. God.
Well, if you want to get high, this is what I recommend.
Yeah, look at this thing, dude. This just for some reason reminded me of you.
Just camping.
I don't think you would get on just that way. Is it real, Grandpa?
I just can't. Well, this push it. Nah, not
I mean, in Dubai, I could just see them. Like,
so one of the, funnily enough, like we came across a thing. If you ever want to know if something's fake, you see this push in right here? That's not a push in that actually exists in cameras. So that's called a whip push.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, and they the hide the cut and the blur. So the whip
push got
me. Yeah. Right here, the punch in. Yep.
Did you imagine if like I was going to work that day and then they're just like, bro, you're on the bike. Boss wants you on the
we
bike.
We have man. One of those. Have you seen the bar in Denver?
Oh, yeah.
It's a mobile bar and you drive the bar down the road.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, this is really weird. And I hope this is real.
Let's pretend. It's Dubai. Who knows?
Yes. Yeah, right.
I hope you guys had a good time. We didn't forgot to tell you. Comment, like, and subscribe, please.
Yeah.
We check the comments. We like your subscriptions. And you want to know when we're releasing shows? Don't forget to catch that last live show if you want to hear some more outdoor road talk amongst just good road talk. So click on our live tab. And thanks, Grambo. Scotty, and stay higher, everybody, and we'll catch you soon.
All right. Well, take her easy, dude. Grambo.
Yeah.
Y'all be cool.
Oh.